Son, never stop learning.
Welcome to Mastery by Robert Greene, a book that will permanently change how you think about what you're actually capable of. Most people assume that genius is something you're born with, but this book reveals a counterintuitive truth hiding in the biology of your own brain. Robert Greene, who co-wrote a book on fearlessness with rapper 50 Cent before turning his full attention to the science of exceptional achievement, spent years building the case, and the answer is nothing like you expect. Greene argues that mastery, that rare state of intuitive, creative command over a skill, is not a privilege of the gifted. It is, in his view, the fulfillment of an evolutionary design built into every human brain. Our extended childhood compared to other animals exists precisely to allow deep neural restructuring through sustained practice. Here's what that means, concretely. Repeated engagement with a craft literally rewires neural pathways, producing faster and more efficient processing. That's the biological foundation of what observers mistake for innate genius. It's not magic. It's accumulated rewiring. Greene contends that each person is born with a primal inclination, a unique set of aptitudes that, when followed, points toward what he calls their life's task. These inclinations surface in childhood, before social pressure and financial anxiety begin to suppress them. The first strategic move toward mastery, then, is recovering what genuinely animated your curiosity before convention intervened. The developmental path Greene maps moves through three distinct phases. First comes the apprenticeship, a period of ego-suppressed learning through deep observation, skills acquisition, and active experimentation. Skipping this phase, the author warns, produces superficial competence that cannot withstand real challenges. Once the apprenticeship is complete, the practitioner enters the creative active stage, where accumulated knowledge becomes a platform for original thinking and a distinctive voice. The third phase is mastery itself, a state of holistic, intuitive command Greene calls dimensional thinking. Once more, slowly. The third phase is mastery, a state of holistic, intuitive command Greene calls dimensional thinking. Across virtually all historical cases he examines, this full arc required approximately 10 years of intensive engagement. Greene's most urgent warning, though, is about modern culture. Contemporary society rewards speed and immediate results while actively discouraging the patient immersion that deep competence demands. He identifies specific psychological traps, impatience, envy, the temptation to settle, and frames these not as personal failings, but as predictable responses to cultural pressure that must be consciously resisted. Mastery, in the end, is a complete system, a biological inheritance, a structured process, a psychological discipline, and a social practice, all oriented toward the fullest expression of what you already carry inside you. Greene also highlights the critical role of mentors in compressing that 10-year arc. The ideal mentor relationship grants the apprentice access to decades of accumulated knowledge, fast-tracking what would otherwise take a lifetime. But the author is clear. Eventually, the student must break away to develop genuine independence. So how does social intelligence fit into all of this? Greene argues it is itself a learnable craft, requiring the same disciplined observation as any technical skill. Benjamin Franklin is his primary example, a man who mastered the art of reading people as deliberately as he mastered everything else. The author identifies universal human tendencies that derail even highly skilled practitioners: envy, ego, territorial defensiveness, passive aggression. Responding to these reactively, Greene warns, has ended careers that technical brilliance alone could not save. The practitioner must learn to navigate institutional politics as strategically as any other domain. Modern culture, the author contends, is actively hostile to all of this. It rewards speed and multitasking while punishing the patient, sustained immersion that real competence demands. That's not a small obstacle. It's the default environment most people never question. Green's final argument is that mastery is not an elite destination reserved for the exceptional few. It is a biological inheritance, something latent in every human brain, waiting for the right conditions. The only question is whether you're willing to follow the process all the way through.